With his ship safely docked at the temple's private spaceport, Yoda transferred to an air shuttle that would see him speedily delivered to the senatorial complex. His Padawan pilot, Tassili, acknowledged him respectfully, but had the good sense not to talk as he guided the shuttle into the ceaseless slipstreams of Coruscant air traffic and headed for the sprawling Senate district. They reached the sector without incident. Directly ahead of them, the Senate building gleamed mellow silver beneath Coruscant's sun. Cradle and crucible of democracy, it stood as a symbol of all that was right and good in the galaxy. Born in the Republic's early years, able to remember, vividly, its growing pains and minor upheavals, Yoda treasured that symbol and all it represented, as he treasured his beloved Jedi Order.
"But now does the silver show a touch of tarnish?" he thought. "Never before in galactic history has democracy trembled as it trembles now."
It was a sickening thought. Not once had he dreamed he might witness the fall of this grand galactic republic. All things died, that was true. Yet somehow he'd imagined the republic would be spared, believed that it would evolve, transmute, reinvent itself, continue. The Jedi were oath-sworn to see that it did. They were dying now to keep that sacred oath. No sacrifice would be too great to ensure the survival of peace and the Republic. It was unthinkable that those sacrifices might be in vain. The air shuttle's transponder beeped as the Senate control tower's automatic guidance system locked on to their signal and took over the business of piloting them to their assigned landing platform and dock space. It was a new security measure, implemented by Palpatine in a response to the Separatists' increased bellicosity on planets less vigorously defended and patrolled than Coruscant. Not everyone was pleased by the move, claiming a curtailment of civic freedoms.
"Trying hard, Palpatine is, to keep us safe and free at the same time. An easy road to walk, it is not."
As their shuttle was swallowed by the Senate building's cavernous docking complex, joining a long line of other entering craft, the Padawan Tassili cleared his throat and his red head scales brightened to scarlet, a sign of Hasekian anxiety.
"Master Yoda," he said, hesitant.
"Speak, Padawan."
"There is rumor at the temple, much death on Geonosis."
Yoda sighed. It was only to be expected with the injured returning home.
"Not rumor, Padawan, but fact."
Tassili's head scales blanched white.
"I was told, Master Kenobi, Anakin..."
"Not dead they are, but injured."
"Oh."
Tassili's voice was a horrified whisper. Yoda frowned. It was not the Jedi way to laud one Jedi Knight above another, call one apprentice greater than the next. But in the case of Obi-Wan and Anakin, accepted practice simply did not apply. Anakin Skywalker was proclaimed a child of prophecy. Obi-Wan was his master, his reputation formidable. Together, they appeared invincible. Or they had, until Geonosis. But he couldn't afford to think of that now.
"Die they will not, Padawan,"
he told Tassili firmly.
"Gossip about them, you will not. Hmm?"
"No, Master Yoda,"
said Tassili, chastened. Their shuttle slid smoothly into its allotted docking bay. All around them, as far as the keenest sight reached, other shuttles docked and undocked, carrying out the endless business of the Republic.